Yeah, you know, I told those guys, I thought the first time I met them that it was a special group. You know, I can't tell you how much they've made this transition for me coming from college to the pros. It was those guys. Everything we asked them to do as a staff from the first day we got there on April 1st with them till tonight, you know, they've bought in, and, you know, it's an awesome feeling when you can work as hard as they've worked and to see it pay off, and the results are, you know, you're 10-6 and you're division champs, and you know, it's a real credit to those guys. They didn't flinch. That was a interesting fourth quarter, to say the least. But you know, this group just keeps battling, and they just found a way. And you know, we also told them that it's the same thing we say after every game. It's one down, one to go. You know, we're going to play on Saturday, and we got to get ready. We got a quick week. We got to turn around and get ready to play a real good Saints team. So,
did you honestly, looking back, expect this to, you know, be the end result of the season? Can you honestly?
I expected us to win. I couldn't tell you. I don't put a number or whatever. I think we had that conversation early in the year, like how many numbers is it going to take and all those other things. But I expected this group to compete every day, and you know, that's what they did, and it paid off for them.
Is Boykin one of those guys that just makes big plays at big time, or just some guys that do things like that?
It seems like it, but you know, you watch how hard he works in when we're in training sessions, and his attention to detail and all those things, and I think it's you know, the guy, it pays off. And but he just, you know, he made the play in the Redskins game. He made this play, so it's just you know, it seems like he comes up at a good time, which is a good thing for us. So,
Chip, what does it feel like? I know college, you won a lot of games emotionally on the sidelines late in that game in the fourth quarter for you.
You know, the one thing I try to get a feel for what our guys are like, and no one, there's not a sense of panic. It was, hey, this is what we got to do. You know, we didn't get it in on fourth and a half yard. All right, you know what. What's next? A lot of time left in the game, a lot of football left. You know, let's continue to play. You know, the play Connor Barwin made on fourth down when they went for it, I thought was a huge play for us. Then our offense goes on the field and really puts a drive together, you know, to get us, you know, back up. And then they go down and score. And, you know, got to make a play. Kerry makes a huge play on the two-point play, you know, to put us up. But then we got to run the clock out, you know. Didn't get it converted on third and five, but got some time off the clock. And then I thought Donnie's punt was huge. You know, gave us some breathing room there, and that's why it was a everybody contributed. You know, and that's a one thing about this team, is it's a team, and everybody, you know, when you get your opportunity to make a play, the guys made plays. So.
It seemed like guys, a game like this, there was a lot of times where things didn't go right, a lot of ugly, difficult times. What is it about this group that kind of gets through those moments? They've done it for the last couple of months.
I think they understand that. You know, in this game, it's not always going to go the way you planned, and I think, you know, that's the one thing that's the beauty of this game. You know, it's. You can't script it, and it seems like every time someone tries to write the script, it doesn't turn out that way. But, you know, if you just keep plugging away, and I told them last night that all they had to do in this game was just they needed to be caught in the act of being themselves, and just understand that they have everything they need to be successful. And there's going to be times in a game we're going to face some adversity, but, you know, dig deep, rely on the guy to the right of you the next year, and that you don't have to do everybody's job, you just have to do your job, and things will work out for you, and it did.
On that fourth quarter drive you guys had, I think you ran the ball like 9 times in 11 plays or something like that. How big was that? I mean, not only to score, obviously, but, you know, to drain the clock and everything.
It was huge, you know, and you're trying to do both. You know, we were trying to score in that situation, obviously, but if you can also work the clock a little bit, it was beneficial to us, and, you know, we could sense, I think we feel like we're built for that in terms of how our conditioning, and you know, we could sense they were wearing down a little bit, and then I thought our guys, you know, that last drive offensively, and that's what I think the key was. You know, special teams contributed at the end. That last drive offensively contributed. Our defense, you know, came up big, you know, on the 2-point stop and the other fourth down stop. So it was just one of those games.
You guys weren't able to keep Nick as clean as you had recently, maybe not since you all played this team before. Mm-hmm. But he seemed to really bounce back from it every time. Were you concerned about the amount of hits he was taking?
Yeah, you're always concerned when your quarterback gets hit. You know, a lot of times it was in a 4-man rush, and they've got some guys, you know, Hatcher and Ware, you know, that can cause some problems in there. Two outstanding players. And but I will give Nick credit in terms of, you know, he did. There was a time there where we weren't really settled, but it didn't rattle him. And you know, he made the plays, and we had to make the plays.
We were facing the caliber of D linemen that you faced lately. Chicago and the game for the Detroit. Why do you think that Dallas was able to get a lot more pressure and cause Nick to be a little uncomfortable.
Marcus Ware is a really good player. You know, I would put him up there with some of those other guys in this league. Don't disrespect him. You know, and I think Jason Hatcher is, you know, I felt all along that the season he's had, you know, and I think if you ask our players, you know, there's a lot of respect for them. So, you know, they I don't know, and nor do I care what's written about them. And you watch the tape, turn it on, those two guys can make plays, and they did today.
Jeremy, could you explain you guys got down to the 6-yard line after McCoy and I think the solid pass, and then you had Brad Smith kind of that play, and then two plays down to the one. Can you explain that series there? What was your thinking on some of the plays you called?
Trying to score. You know, we thought we were going to be in man coverage down there. We had a throwback to the quarterback. If not, he just missed Ertz. Then we converted. It was second down. We missed it. On third down, we got Deshaun down to that half-yard line. You know, and knew they were going to be in man coverage. He ran a good route, just got stopped. They passed it off and then felt like with the ball on the half-yard line, we got to be able to punch it in. So,
soon drive, you ran 9 of 11 times on mm-hmm. that drive. Was that a conscious decision, or was that just what they were giving you, and you felt like you could pound it?
it just felt like that's what we needed at that time.
You mentioned Barwin's play from your vantage point. On that play, did you expect them to pass, and what did you see them do?
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes people do that. We ran the same play. You're trying to slip the tailback out. They're lining them up in the eye like they're going to run the ball, and then they run a quick little naked and try to slide them into the flats. You know, we got LaShawn in the flats for a touchdown, and then on the 3rd and 5, we didn't get LaShawn. LaShawn got knocked down, you know, so I thought it was a good call. You know, it's tough. You know, Connor's unblocked, but if he doesn't make that play, that thing's going for a while because DeMarco was open. So I thought it was a good call, but I just thought it was a great play by Connor Barwin at a real critical time for us.
Do you think Nick took another step forward today? He didn't throw an interception. He did really smart things all game long.
That's Nick. We've grown accustomed to. So, but I think every game we grow from. You know, there's experiences that we can all gather from today and move forward and learn from. So,
plus Kendrick's forced 2 turnovers, led to 10 points. Best game, do you think, as an Eagle this season?
Sure.
I mean, it's vital to get ahead, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't watch the tape, but, yeah, I mean, he played great today. He's running around, making a million plays, and that's a Michael I've grown accustomed to, too. So.
Plus two.
Quiet. You know, when's the next game? They're excited. I mean, they should be excited. You know, a lot of the guys that were here, we did change out a lot of the roster, but there's a lot of guys that were here. They were 4-12 last year. You know, and I didn't listen to them talk. It didn't end well for them. You know, they didn't. Yeah, that streak at the end of the year where they still had a taste in their mouth and they wanted to change it. And that's why all the credit goes to them that they did. And they didn't change it by talking about it or saying it. And, you know, it's not that type of team. It's a type of team that just goes out and works on a daily basis. And, you know, we still practice. And, you know, we're not walking through things. We're getting after it in practice. And these guys do that. And that's a credit to them. And the good thing is I think they still got a lot of football left in them. So we got to get ready to play a real good Saints team this Saturday coming in.
You had to cut out fourth quarter victories earlier in the season. What was different about this one compared to those ones?
I don't think it was any different. It was a lot like the Redskins game, a lot like Green Bay game. You know, I think our defense contributed, our special teams contributed, and that last drive by the offense was big.
Domo? Plus two in turnovers today, yeah. Plus 18 in your 10 wins. I mean, obviously that's been a big part of your success this season,
yeah.
Especially given this team last year mm-hmm. was like worst in the league. Mm-hmm.
It's a huge statistic, whether it's in college or pros, and we were very, very good at it when I was at Oregon, and it's the reason we won so many games is that our defense was very opportunistic, but our offense did a very, very good job of taking care of the football, and they did it again today besides the one Nick got sacked and lost it, but you know I think if you look at the numbers and the they're really striking. If you look at our 10 wins and what our plus-minus ratio is and then our 6 losses, you know, you can directly look at it. But I think those two stats, the turnover-takeaway stat and then the explosive play stat, and I think if you can do both, and I think we do that offensively. I know we'll get yelled at and people will talk about the time of possession deal again, but I think those two stats are a little bit more important than that one.
Foles, McCoy, Jackson.